So we're in the middle of chapter 28. And Hashem is admonishing those who became too hedonistic and self-absorbed. Therefore, hear the word of Hashem, men of mockery, rulers of this people that is Jerusalem. Because when people ask you why you're not concerned about your future, you cynically said, we established a covenant with death and with the netherworld. We made a pact. When the scourging whip will pass us, it will not come to us. We found shelter in deceit. With falsehood, we have concealed ourselves. Therefore, so says Hashem. At present, the city is based on deceit, and everything is unstable and false. But it will be rebuilt as a steadfast center of truth. Hinini yisad b'tzion, even, bochan pinat yikras musad musad, haman min lo yachlish. Behold, I am laying a foundation of Zion, a stone, a trial stone, used for testing precious metal. Basically, it was a way to show that it's the type and quality of the stone. It's a metaphor where people's character are assessed. Zion will be a precious cornerstone of a sturdy foundation where the faithful will not hurry because they trust in Hashem. V'samti mishpat lekav utztaka lemishkalet. I will place justice as the line and righteousness as the plummet. They'll be the standard. And hail will sweep away the shelter of falsehood, and water will flood the concealed place where people thought they could hide. Your covenant with death, he says to these people, will be annulled. Your pact with the netherworld, which you think you made, will not stand. When the scourging whip will pass, you will be crushed by it. Each time it passes, it will take you. For each and every morning it will pass, by day and by night, and your understanding, the message will be sheer horror. The moment you get it, you'll understand it, and it will be horror. For the bedding, the security you imagine is too short for stretching out as a shelter, and the cover, which you think is protection, is too narrow for taking shelter beneath it. For as he did in David's miraculous battle at Mount Pratzim, Hashem will rise to fight for you. As in the days of Givon, when Hashem performed a miracle for Yeshua, he will become angry. He will rise to perform his action. But for you, strange and incomprehensible is his action. When he arises to perform his labor, foreign is his labor in your eyes. Basically, you guys don't see the incredible things that Hashem does for you. You're blind. Now, do not behave foolishly. Ata, Al titlotzetsu, lest your bonds, your suffering, which you escape, be strengthened. For I have heard other annihilation is decreed from Hashem against the entire land. Hazinu v'shimu koli, hakshivu v'shimu imrasi. Listen and hear my voice. Listen and hear my statement. Will the plower plow to sow? Will he open and harrow his ground all day? Does a farmer, basically what he's saying is, does a farmer simply plow his field to prepare for sowing without actually sowing it? Isn't it that once he has plowed the field and smoothed the surface, he plants the fields accordingly? He scatters black cumin, casts cumin seeds, places wheat, acorn, marked barley, spelt in its border? Hashem will instruct the farmer in this procedure. Hashem teaches him the proper order of the work. There's a specific sequence of action. For black cumin is not threshed with a threshing board. It's too delicate. Nor is a cartwheel used to thresh wheat and barley turned on cumin, because that would destroy the cumin. Black cumin is beaten with a staff and cumin with a rod. To have bread, grains must eventually be ground into flour, as one may not thresh it forever. Even if he pounds it with the wheel of his wagon, he will not grind it properly. This too emerged from Hashem. He is wonderful in his counsel. Great is his understanding. What Yeshaya is saying is that the world is not just a collection of coincidences with random interests and deceptions. And he uses agriculture. Just as no farmer wants a productive field would disregard the practices of agriculture, so too no one can avoid following Hashem's laws as transmitted by the prophets. And basically, if you want a world of order, follow the order of Hashem.